Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so, you've sent us some of your favorite holiday newsletters, so that we might have some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there's one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley Flowers.
I'm Holly Laurent.
Hey, I'm Greg Hess.
And you guys, we're getting down to the wire.
I know. Christmas is around the corner.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Festive!
We've really gone through a gauntlet of letters this year.
Yeah. No spoilers for this one, but I'm actually wondering if we're doing this on the wrong Audio Chuck podcast. This might be a better fit for Crime Junkie.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, buckle up.
I kind of thought that the one with the woman working in the hedgehog was going to be a park predator or something. So, all of these can relate back to a Crime Junkie podcast in some way.
Yeah, land management. You must come across a lot of bodies.
It's a wonderful lie.
Dear family and friends, as many of you are aware, early 2021 saw me make the difficult decision to sell our beautiful home on Penobscot Lane. Art and I had many wonderful years there, but the lockdown made me realize how empty the house is without him. As much as I loved our home, it's too big for just one person. With Katie, now VP of Marketing at Hanes, down in Winston-Salem, she and her family aren't able to get up to Massachusetts that often. Plus, my knees couldn't handle the stairs as well as they used to, despite arthroscopic surgery in 2017. I put the house on the market on Valentine's Day, and it was sold by March 1st. A nice family bought it, and I wish them many happy years there. Although I hope they forgive me for putting a cutting board over the hole in the counter during the home inspection.
A little larceny.
Katie assured me everyone does such things these days.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Our friend just bought this house that, after paying an insane amount of money for here, essentially found out that it's falling down the side of the hill.
Yeah.
But see, in California, that's a thing. People just buy cash sight unseen because the real estate market out here is insane. So
unreal.
It's the only place in the world where something is $100,000 and you go, I'll give you $4.5 million.
I've happily resettled in a one-bedroom apartment at Ocean Breeze Manor in Yarmouth on the Cape.
Ooh. Ooh.
It's a charming community with access to the beach, some fun trails, lots of opportunities for volunteering, and a pretty decent golf course, so I've been told. They have a lovely pool, and it's been wonderful to start my mornings with a brisk swim. I am active in Beachcombers, a volunteer group at my community who keep the beaches trash-free. Apparently, it has been a struggle to coordinate the last few years, and the other folks in the club have said I've injected it with some new life as the club's newly appointed secretary. I told them I would be picking up the trash on the beach with or without them. It drives me nuts to see the amount of trash being deposited on our beautiful shores. In any event, we've had a lot of fun early Saturday mornings going on trash patrol and having breakfast afterwards at Bagels and Beyond.
Oh, this sounds like a perfectly lovely life.
I know.
I love a bagel.
I mean, this is like a true update where it's like, here's what my new life is. I've had a life change. Also, have you been on a beach in the last few years? Like in the last few years, it's so noticeable. Like there is plastic and garbage coming up on beaches, like so noticeably sad and different than it ever was in the past. It's
now like, there's plastic in babies, they say.
I know. I just heard that too.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. I read a thing about how all these baby chew toys have microplastics, even if they're not BPA. So, like, if you have your kid chew on stuff, just give them, like, a wooden spoon or something. So much better.
Great.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
A thumb knuckle.
Yeah. Use your hand, kid.
Suck on my finger. Although, I'm probably filled with plastic. I don't know.
I also mentioned this because in early October, I witnessed a murder.
What?
Or should I say, the aftermath of one.
No.
Oh, no.
I like that this started. This was really.
This too, was just
it was
a
just
straight
two
and
slice
narrow.
Of life.
Yeah.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, no.
It was early on a Saturday, and I had turned up early to pick up trash. But it was pretty cold and rainy, so no one from the beachcombers had shown up. After what I witnessed, I'm glad everyone flaked that day. The sun had just crept over the horizon, and everything was cast in that beautiful yellow-pink light that favors the Cape in the fall.
She really sets the scene.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I was walking behind some dunes, stuffing a bunch of stray red party cups in my bag. You don't have to be a detective to know that was probably some teenagers who left them.
No, I think actually I can sleuth way better than that. Teenagers don't have solo cups. Teenagers are drinking out of the bottle. Like even solo cups is a step up. That's like college
yeah,
and beer
college.
Pong.
Where you're you start,
right. Yeah, those are college kids. In high school, it's just like you're all sucking off the same like Southern Comfort bottle
yeah,
or
because
Boone's Farm
you're
wine.
You're afraid that if someone saw the red solo cups, they would know what you were doing. You have to be way more surreptitious when you're underage drinking.
So we don't trust her detective skills already.
No, I
right,
know.
Right.
Kind of a problem.
She does not know what she's doing, especially because when you're a teenager, you don't even go in. Like you have to go into the store to buy the solo cups. When you're a teenager, you're in the parking lot handing cash to
some creep with a mustache yeah. being like, please, man, I need this.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you bring us out?
I swear we'll go drink it out by the train tracks. Nobody will know.
Nobody will be murdered.
And when I came around the dune, I heard a loud splash. I turned towards the water, expecting to see maybe a pilot whale breaching.
Ooh,
okay.
Or a white-beaked dolphin.
Ooh,
okay.
The scope of marine wildlife in Yarmouth truly takes my breath away.
Seriously, why would you go into detail here? Get to this murder.
But instead, I saw a boat in the distance. A woman in a red sweater struggled at the stern with a large, human-sized object wrapped in garbage bags. And she threw it into the water.
Okay.
This is just trash dumping, right?
I don't
Isn't that a thing? Like,
no, it's a body, Holly.
I shouted, and as soon as I shouted, the woman looked in my direction, ran to the cabin, and sped away. I called 911, but it was too late. The dead body had sunk beneath the waves.
I'm on board. I think it's a dead body.
Really?
Why would she speed away?
A woman in a red sweater.
Because she's dumping trash in the ocean.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's
but not human-sized trash wrapped in garbage bags. Why would you wrap the trash in garbage bags in a giant human-sized thing? If you're just going to dump trash, you dump the trash. You don't wrap it up.
I don't think...
In a trash bag?
No, I'm saying... But she's saying it's wrapped in trash bags.
It's in trash bags.
Okay, let's think about this. What is human-sized that she would be dumping that she would wrap in trash bags? See, I think you would...
No, she's not wrapped in trash. It's just trash in a bag.
Yeah.
And there's a whole can full of it.
I'm convinced this woman has seen the disposal of a body. I'm on her side.
I think she had a party with a bunch of college kids and it's all red solo cups. It's just, you know how you have to go through the whole house picking
up... A human-sized trash bag? This is where you two are just losing the thread here. It's a human-sized trash bag.
In which case, a woman in a red sweater could not pick up dead weight like that. There's no way.
Thank you.
With leverage. You use the edge of the boat. I've
also,
done this.
Ashley, you would know this. What percentage of murderers are female? It's pretty low, right?
I don't know.
You mean what percentage of murders are murderers?
Murderers.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
The living room is where you make some of life's most beautiful memories, but your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant high-performance furniture from Ashley Store is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley Store's high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, comfortable, and easy to clean for more mess and less stress. Shop the life-resistant high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home. I wish this holiday letter had the space to tell the amazing story of the next 2 weeks. Perhaps one day I'll write everything that happened in a book. My granddaughter, Carter, who just got good news from Davidson that she'll be joining her brother Eric there next fall.
Oh, congrats, Carter.
Yay.
She goes to school.
Tells me I should do a Substack, and I've had some fun playing with the idea. What is a Substack?
A Substack
it's like a blog, right?
A paid newsletter. And I'll be subscribing to this newsletter because I think she's right. She definitely saw a woman dumping a body.
But for the sake of this letter, let's just say early October was a blur. Mostly because I was locking horns with Detective Linda Flannery of the Yarmouth Police Department. That I had, in fact, seen a woman sail away from a dead body while she insisted I was some old bat who witnessed illegal trash dumping and fabricated it into more.
No. She saw it. Detective Flannery needs to follow up on this and
I'm
do her
Linda.
Job.
You know what? I think Substack is making me realize, like, she's trying to get her letter readers to start following her Substack. And so she's making a salacious thing of, like, I witnessed a murder. You have to.
She's trying to turn her Christmas letter into a paid newsletter, is what you're saying?
She wants in on the true crime empire. She's like, hey, everybody, I'm starting a Substack. For $5 a month, you can hear about my real life murder I witnessed.
This is a classic case of police negligence and not doing their job and following up on very, very convincing evidence that a woman dumped a body.
The case of the red sweater and the red solo cups.
I figured it wouldn't hurt to follow up, even though there were no missing person reports from the area. To me, that just means someone is getting away with the perfect crime.
I do love she's going after it. She is undeterred.
But they refused to even dredge the area, citing lack of probable cause and resources. Also, this is the ocean. Can you, like, that's like a lot of water.
Yeah. I'm kind of with Linda Flannery on that one. It's just like, you want us to do what? Get out in some boats and dredge the ocean for this body? Nah, we don't have the resources for that. We're very, very small
police
department.
That sounds wicked expensive. What I am going to do is go down to the Packy, get some solo cups and start drinking. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Look, lady, no one drops bodies out here. They do it in the mash.
I, however, consider it an open case. I've watched enough Law & Order to know what to do. So on my own dime, I went out 2 days with local fishermen and cast bottom lines to see if we could snag anything, but to no avail.
Dun dun.
Whoa.
The chop was also too much and seasickness cut short day two.
She went out and she truly started hurling all over some fisherman's boat. And he's like, I'm not doing this anymore, lady. I'm taking you back in. There's no bodies out here. But there's some nice flounder and cod.
I have also done countless hours of research as to who the body might have been. And I have a link to my web sleuth thread if you're interested in helping crowdsource information.
Whoa.
It's how a lot of murders are getting solved these days.
She saw only murders in the building and now she's like, I'm going to start murders on a cape.
I've done more than just Googling, though. I'm actually out in the field.
Oh, no.
I interviewed several members of the community, and there are a couple of bad apples I'm on to.
Oh no. She's going after real people.
Can
in
you
her
imagine
community?
That if this woman started interviewing you and suddenly you're just being implicated in a body dumping murder? I just work at the coffee shop, lady. I'm just trying to do my job. No, where were you on October 16th?
What she needs to do is start caroling around the community while people come to the door and she's singing to them. She asks to use the restroom, runs inside, checks the closet for a red sweater.
I've even done some surveillance on them. I haven't found anything to take to the detectives yet that implicates them in murder. But I have caught the family's oldest son leaving party cups on the beach, which I know isn't a smoking gun, but if you can murder Mother Earth, what else are you capable of?
The detectives are like, okay, you're stalking people. This is called stalking. And if you don't stop, we're going to have to give a cease and desist here.
She's like, nah, it's called surveillance and it's wicked legal.
All this to say, the case is not cold.
I think it's very cold. I think actually, now I'm pretty convinced that they were just dumping trash. See, I said that the whole time. It was just trash.
It's cold. She was wearing a sweater. A red one.
If anything, the behavior of these people is very suspect, and I feel close to linking them to the dead body.
I act suspect all the time just because I feel like if anybody asks me questions, I'm automatically like, I didn't do anything. Don't talk to me.
I was just house sitting somebody's house where they have like security that comes around the neighborhood. And I saw the security car kind of down the street just idling. And like the neighborhood I'm from, if there's a car just kind of like sitting with its lights on in the middle of the street, not moving, that's suspect. So I was just taking my dog out to pee and I started hiding behind the bushes because I'm like, something's weird with that car. And that car was the security that's like, that woman is hiding behind those bushes. And it came toward me and I took off running for the house and went in and hid. And I was like, Craig, they're outside. They're looking for us. He's like, yeah, because they're the security and you were acting weird. Wait, do we think this woman honestly is like really taking this far?
Yes.
Now I'm like confused if she's just trying to get Substack followers or if she...
I mean, so she lost her husband. Her kids can't visit anymore. They can't make it down to Massachusetts. Yeah. I think she's been watching a lot of Columbo.
A lot of Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, baby. Oh, all right.
I mean, I'm all for it. I'm still kind of holding a candle for the fact that it's a dead body.
In November, my sister Paula visited from Baltimore. We had a lot of laughs and spent a wonderful day antiquing in Marblehead.
Oh, okay. Well, just throw that in there at the end after we've just gone through this whole murder.
I'm excited to see what 2022 brings. I'm hoping to get down to visit Katie and her family in Winston-Salem. Thanks, Kay.
Thanks. I have to have a brief sign off. I am in the middle of a case that is not cold.
Sorry, I just saw something come across on my web sleuth that makes me think I need to go conduct another another interrogation of the local barista.
I just don't want her to make enemies in her new community.
Oh, you know that she's got a posse now and they're all going after it. Everybody in the Beachcombers is trying to figure out this murder now.
Wow. Yeah. I guess we'll just never know unless we hear from her again next Christmas.
Please.
Keep an eye out for her Patreon. I'll sign up.
We simply must know.
Well, there you have it. If your holidays aren't exciting enough, pass the time and make up a crime. If there is one thing those lights on that tree are good for, it's a good old-fashioned interrogation. Now put on your best red sweater and dump your cares like a body in a trash bag. If no one reports them missing, then they're probably better off dead. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck production, produced and co-hosted by Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
The living room is where you make some of life's most beautiful memories, but your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant high-performance furniture from Ashley Store is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley Store's high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, comfortable, and easy to clean for more mess and less stress. Shop the life-resistant high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.